What is up, everyone? This is Alex Lieberman, co-founder and CEO of Morning Brew, coming to you with the first Founders Journal of the week. Love the ring to that. Founders Journal is my daily diary where I go behind the scenes of Morning Brew to talk about the most important moments, experiences, wins, and losses at the brew. And hopefully we can all learn a little bit together. As always, Josh Kaplan is joining on the show to push the conversation further and ask smart questions. And today we are talking about org structure. Sounds boring, really important. Let's hop into it.
What's going on today? Why is today the day to talk org?
Basically, I think I included this on a previous episode, but we're revamping Morning Brew's onboarding program. I remember mentioning that like onboarding is one of the most important things for any managers or C-suite executives to think about in building culture. Your onboarding program is your first impression. Get it right. And so Morning Brew is hiring a lot of people over the next few quarters. I think, you know, 20-ish people. So we're going to be around 70 people by the end of the year. The crazy part of that is that there are going to be more people by the end of the year that haven't met each other in person than have met each other in person. And so I think that creates even more of a reason to focus on onboarding. Anyway, one of the new parts of our onboarding process is going to be a training program called Brew You. We stole that name from Morning Brew's ambassador program or college ambassador program, which is also called Brew You. And part of this program is going to be going through a collection of videos that I record that walk new hires through different important parts of the business. And one of the modules that I recorded today was specifically on org structure and the responsibilities of each part of the organization. And as I started thinking more about it, it just became glaringly obvious to me that every employee should understand the org structure of their company, no matter how large their company is. And every manager should make it accessible for their employees to understand the org structure. If you understand your company's org structure, you will likely understand like the value chain of your business and how your business actually works, how the machine operates. If you don't understand your org structure and you can't explain it back to someone, you probably don't fully understand how the machine works.
How do you think it connects to understanding company strategy?
So I think that unless you understand your org structure, you can't come up with a company strategy. Because in my mind, the way you come up with a company strategy is you set goals a period of time out. You set your one-year goal, your three-year goal, your five-year goal. And then you say to yourself, based on our one-year, three-year, and five-year goals, what does the org structure, what does the configuration of people and parts of our business look like to accomplish our goals? So in order to get your company strategy right, you need to understand the parts of your organization that you're going to have to staff to actually execute on the strategy you're putting to the fore. So do you think it would be helpful? Like what I can do is I'll walk through the org structure of Morning Brew. And I think this is a typical media company's org structure. But even if you don't work in media, I think most of these parts of our org are still parts of an organization in general, because there are, at the end of the day, only a few different parts to every business.
Cool.
Sweet. So Morning Brew has 8 parts to your organization, right? So at the top, Morning Brew's goal is to empower the modern business leader through engaging and accessible content. The 8 parts to our organization go as follows: content, sales, technology, growth, people, product, design, and finance/operations. And I'm going to dig into a few of these. Content, Morning Brew is a media company. Obviously, content is an important part of our business. The way I would think about what does the content org look like in a non-media company is it probably looks like product, or it probably looks like supply or materials, because content at the end of the day is our product. Morning Brew is a content product company. The goal of our content org is simple: create the best content humanly possible for the modern business leader. And this org handles everything related to creating Morning Brew, Business Casual, our podcast, shout out Josh, Emerging Tech Brew, Retail Brew, and Marketing Brew. And then the way that I think about the responsibilities in each of our within content is basically our written content responsibilities and our audio content responsibilities. Within written content, there's researching, curating, writing, editing, fact-checking all of our stories, creating social media content, responding to reader emails. And then on the audio side for our podcasts, it's guest booking, picking themes of our show, researching for episodes, recording our episodes, editing episodes, and publishing our episodes. So the reason that it's so important to understand this, not just me as Alex, but for Josh to understand this, for everyone in our organization to understand this, is think about if you're a seller at Morning Brew, to be able to break down to a partner how our content org works and the different roles that are taken up, so then they can think about what are interesting partnership opportunities and is this possible given how our org is structured, is a really important thing. And that's how you're strategic. So there's the content org. The second org is the sales org. Most companies have a sales org, whether it's media sales, software sales, car sales. Selling a product is kind of a core function to any business. I actually can't think of a business that doesn't have some sales or marketing function. The goal of Morning Brew sales org is to convince brands ranging from Panera to Fidelity to WeWork to spend money and keep spending money to get in front of our audience with the goal of driving awareness, consideration, or purchase. And Morning Brew sales org is broken into four buckets: brand partnerships, which are our sellers; account management, which are our account managers; integrated marketing, the folks who come up with really big ideas and creative campaigns to partner with big companies; and then creative, which is our copywriters who write the incredible branded content and ad copy at Morning Brew. The next is tech. The goal of Morning Brew's tech is very simple: power the internal tools at Morning Brew to help our employees do their jobs better. And then also to power the external products like our newsletter or our website so that Morning Brew can best serve its mission to its readers. The last few, growth. The goal of growth at Morning Brew is to get as many modern business leaders into Morning Brew's ecosystem as possible, as cheaply as possible. At the end of the day, we're trying to get more eyeballs on our great content. We need to find paid and non-paid ways to do that. That is what the growth org is responsible for, as well as also understanding the demographic, psychographic, and engagement information on all of our readers. So an example of that would be, we get a reader in August of 2020. It gets to August of 2021, us understanding that reader's behavior, how much have they opened? Did they open most during the week or on the weekend? These are things that the growth org thinks about. And the final few parts of the org, people. The goal of our people org is so simple, yet so powerful: hire and retain the best in class talent at Morning Brew. This includes recruiting, things like sourcing, screening, and extending offers, and operations like talking to employees, ensuring employees are equipped with the right resources to succeed, and enhancing culture. The final three are product, design, and finance/ops. I'm going to hit on two of them. The goal of design is to achieve Morning Brew's mission that I said earlier through on-brand and best-in-class design. This includes brand design, like logos, colors, typography, and visual systems. Product design, product at Morning Brew is our website and our newsletter. Editorial design, like the cool custom images you see in our newsletter. And marketing design, the design of Facebook ads, media kits for our sellers, and things like that. Finally, finance and ops. Finance and ops is the backbone of everything we do because it is what allows us to execute on our strategy. The goal of finance and ops is business planning, so thinking ahead. It is ensuring the economic health of the business, and it is making sure the business has the right processes and procedures in place to effectively scale. As Morning Brew goes from early stage startup that just had 2 employees to 15 employees, to now we're at 50 to 70 at the end of the year, there is nothing more important than having the right processes and procedures in place so that when we get to 500 employees, the business doesn't break down. So those are the 8 pillars of Morning Brew's org. And I would love for people to think for themselves about, do you understand your company's org structure? And as a manager, are you providing the right level of transparency so your employees can understand how the sausage is made with every aspect of the business? This was a jam-packed episode with a lot of information and a lot of nuance, but hopefully it helped you think about the machine of any business. And while I broke down a media business, hopefully this helped you think about what is translatable to your own company, but also hopefully it empowered you to better understand the structure of your business so you understand how the machine works. Thanks everyone for listening to The Founder's Journal. I'm Alex Lieberman and I'll catch you tomorrow.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It's packed with benefits to help unlock more value from your business purchases. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.